Although the well-known local story was that King Richard's bones were thrown into the river by a mob at the time of the Reformation, in recent times, a number of researchers began to put the case for the remains still being buried in the Greyfriars area of Leicester. In the years following, this theory was advanced by historian John Ashdown Hill, who, together with researcher Philippa Langley, proposed a more precise location for his whereabouts: the north end of a city council car park at Greyfriars, the offices of its social services department.
Hi, excuse me. I'm looking for the Berlin Cathedral. Can you help me?
Yeah, you're not far. Do you know Niederwollstrasse?
I'm sorry, I don't. I've never been here before.
Oh, well, you know the Hilton?
Yes, I just passed it.
Okay, go up the road from there, look for Niederwollstrasse, and carry on past the Maxim Theatre. You can't miss it from there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I started cutting hair when I was at uni. Spent all my money on fast food and trainers and stuff like that. Couldn't really afford the local barber, so I started doing my own hair. Then a couple of the lads started asking me to do it for them. They'd chuck me a fiver or a tenner or something. And I just found that I really enjoyed it. Dropped out of uni, started an apprenticeship, and now I'm doing it full time. It's dead rewarding, actually.
This is a passenger announcement. We regret to inform you that due to an earlier customer incident, the 1345 Scotland Rail train to Glasgow is unfortunately delayed by approximately 30 minutes. We apologise for the delay and tickets are being accepted on any other reasonable route.
Yeah, people really don't notice the architecture in this town, and it's a crying shame. You see this street here. Notice the curvature of those buildings there. They actually took the frontage of those buildings, knocked some of the buildings away, and then built them back on. It's unbelievable.
With this next album, we wanted to reflect the changes in our life since our first album. You know, we're not four lads still living with our mums and slugging away with part-time jobs anymore. We've grown, and we wanted that to come across in everything from the lyrics, production, absolutely everything. We're very proud of it, and we're excited to see what comes of it.
So, Chris, that was quite the derby. Are you surprised with the result? Well, I mean, it's a very important game for the fans especially, and we really wanted to come away with all 3 points. We gave it everything we had. So, would you say you're disappointed not to come away with all 3 points? Well, of course. And especially when we were so sure we'd come away as winners, but frustratingly we let the guard down, made some sloppy defensive plays and allowed them a late equaliser. Well, despite that, the fans are singing your praises in particular. Well, I'm a local lad, you know, raised a fan of the club, went through the academy, and so to play your first derby is quite overwhelming. I had it all to play for.
This cider farm exists in a surreal haze. Located at the end of a winding country lane on the edge of the remote Somerset Levels, the ramshackle barn perfectly encapsulates the anarchic spirit of West Country cider. Uncarbonated, unfiltered, heavy in tannin, and high in alcohol.
I've been into music as long as I can remember. Obviously, I was raised listening to the Beatles, now I listen to all sorts. That's why I love this music festival. Loads of genres, big names, little names. There's just something here for everybody, and there's just an absolute buzzing atmosphere everywhere you go.
How to make the perfect iced coffee. Allow the coffee to go completely cold, then go ahead and pour into a blender. Add the milk along with 2 handfuls of ice, absolutely no more or you're going to totally dilute it. Then add maple syrup if you're adding flavour, then blend until smooth and foamy. Pour into chilled tall glasses and serve. Boom! Perfect iced coffee.